Colombian peace talks in Cuba have wrapped up for the year, while both sides seem to be congratulating themselves on having resolved only two of the five main issues. The Colombian people, who are utterly weary of the 50-year-old conflict, are far less satisfied. James Bleers brings us this report.
On January the 31st this year, Iván Márquez, the chief peace negotiator for the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, the FARC, said in Cuba, "We didn't come here to waste time." It may not have been frittered away, but almost 1 year later, agreements only been reached on land reform and political participation of the FARC once the 50-year-old conflict finally ended. Márquez said, "We're completely satisfied with what we've agreed on the point of political participation." Chief government negotiator Humberto de la Calle, who's a former vice president of Colombia, remains optimistic about the overall peace talks. He says, "With responsibility and without raising false hopes, the results so far are important and hopeful." Yet how the conflict will be ended and the way in which the FARC will lay down their arms, persuading the FARC to stop drug trafficking and compensation for victims, has yet to be resolved. The Colombian people who yearn for peace are wearying of this long, drawn-out process. Colombia's president, Juan Manuel Santos's popularity ratings are dipping because of this. He's announced he'll be running for re-election in the coming year. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.